Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I don't know how JB does this.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Yeah. I haven't been that bad, have I?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yes, another big day on the Rush Hour this Tuesday afternoon. Superstars everywhere joining us this afternoon, not just Billy Brownless.
Yeah.
But what about this for some guests joining us today? Who? Mark Philippoussis.
The Scud.
The Scud.
I was going to say poo. The poo.
Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah. He's joining us. He's been on SAS and he's still in the competition. Down to the final five, the poo.
He didn't go out last night.
Yeah.
Put his hand up and walked out.
He threw in the number and handed in. Well, Philippoussis has got the better of Heath Shaw, so we'll chat to him, see how he's going. Of course, Steve Hooker as well. Ooh, he's also going to ring us up and have a chat. We'll chat to the former gold medalist from Beijing, Steve Hooker. And of course, thanks to Carlton Draft, we now have Billy's joke sponsored. Well done, Bill.
Thank you very much, Joe. Good to see you. And g'day to you, Raps.
If you've got a scratchy cat with one eye on your couch.
Oh, no.
You got some fancy curtains and it's ready to pounce.
What is this?
Scratchy cat, listen.
If you've got a cat that's got twitchy claws.
Its tiny little paws are ripping up your floors.
There's only one place that can make your day.
Don't hesitate to call Funky Cat today.
Funky Cat.
Funky Cat. We make scratchy poles.
Funky Cat. Don't make nothing else.
Funky Cat. Rope wrapped around your pole.
Funky Cat.
This is the best bit.
Carpet on the top. Funky Cat.
That's amazing.
How good's that?
How much did you get paid to do that, you two?
Well, that was our agency, Jim and I had. Fat and Skinny's agency,
was
I think it?
It
was. And we did little jingles for small businesses in Melbourne.
Oh, you had a little business with James Brayshaw?
Well, we did it on air. It was all on air, and we pretended it was a business, and we won awards.
Right.
But that wasn't bad,
was
it?
That was pretty good, actually.
So they'd send it in,
a
little funky cat, what do you call them, I suppose, a little...
Just a little enterprise.
Enterprise, and we did the jingle,
and
then on hold the message and stuff like that. So that was old funky cat.
Very good.
That wasn't bad. You wouldn't believe how many times that took me to do my little my little singing, because I was terrible. Hey, I'll tell you what, Scott Pendlebury, Jay-Z will be very happy. Oh, Scotty. Because he has signed a 2-year deal, Joey, at Collingwood.
He got his 2-year extension. Remember, there was a bit of controversy because they were only offering one the Pies, and he came out and almost publicly, well, he said he didn't, but he sort of did, and he sort of got Jay-Z to help him out. Just say that he was
open on the Sunday rub.
On the Sunday rub, wasn't it?
Yes.
He was open to other offers because he wants to go into coaching, but really that was just a bit of posturing to get his 2-year deal, but I think he deserves it. He's still playing well enough. They'll need him through this rebuild at the Pies, and well done to him. And another third in the BNF, Bill. So that was the other night. So he's still going well enough.
I'm
going
to do a Jay-Z on you here, as you did, as you do on DSL Saturdays.
Pick one.
Pick one between Scott Pendlebury, who has played 334 games, and Joel Selwood, who has played 334 games. Both played the exact amount of games.
What am I picking?
If you had them in the schoolyard.
Now?
Back.
Oh, at their peak, their career.
No, when you're going to recruit them. Who are you going to recruit, Scott Pendlebury or Joel Selwood?
Oh, so at the start of their career, I could take either one in my team.
They're both lined up in the schoolyard.
Oh, my gosh. Bill, you can't put me. I'm going to say I'll take Joel Selwood.
Ooh.
I've said on the record, he's the most competitive player I ever played against.
Yep.
He would do anything to win. He's phenomenal. So
you don't like Pendles?
No, I like Pendles, absolutely. He's a beauty. But I would love to have Joel Selwood on my team. Yeah. I think it would be awesome to play with
him. It's unreal. They played 334 games apiece.
Mm.
Joel, 224 as captain, and Scotty, 183 as captain. So magnificent careers. Well done to those two there.
Very good.
Oh, the Storm boys have got in a bit of trouble.
They did. Mm. Yeah, we spoke about this last week. They were caught doing something in a hotel room they probably shouldn't have, and we knew they were going to get punished. Well, it's come down. It's come down pretty hard because Cameron Munster has been kicked out of the leadership group.
Yep.
And he must abstain from alcohol for 12 months. These are the sanctions by the club.
Club, yes.
Otherwise, he will cop a... So they've suspended sentence of $100,000 for the club.
Yep.
If he gets caught drinking in the next 12 months, they're going to impose that $100,000 fine. That's on top of the $30,000 fine the NRL have given him and a one-match penalty. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's, can you actually... Do you think that's possible? Like, Rabs, do you reckon can you turn a lad and try and turn him into a saint? Because they're basically saying you can't drink.
Well, first of all, he's going into rehab for four weeks. So they put him in that, and then hopefully that all goes from there. So do you like the fine? Because we probably don't do that to AFL players. A big, big fine
Big suspended fine. Yeah. So it's a big suspension.
100 grand.
So if he gets caught drinking in the next 12 months, gee, it's an expensive drink if he gets caught.
You want to go hard. You want to be drinking Verb. Or whatever it is, Moe. But it's a big fine.
It is a big fine.
I wonder if they'll do that in AFL. But...
but maybe it's a turning point. You know, we've seen it with some AFL players. It's a bit of a turning point for their career.
That's
we know he's a highly talented player. He's probably been able to get away with being a bit of a lad, Bill, because he's had, you know, Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater. They've sort of been the leaders at the club.
Yeah.
I think maybe now this is a line in the sand and Melbourne Storm want him to become a role model and a leader for that football club. So,
and the cheese, our man,
his wingman.
Yep. Well, he got $50,000 suspended fine. Wowee. He's also got to go into a welfare program, stood down from the emerging leadership group, and also from the NRL. He gets a $15,000 fine and one game there, too.
But he can still drink if he wants.
Well, it doesn't say anything about drinking. And, the old cheese. And also, Chris Smith got a $10,000 suspended fine.
Not Chris Smith.
Chris Lewis, actually.
That's it. Yeah. Yep.
Who's Chris Smith?
Well, he's a former rugby league player from England.
Chris Lewis, who got a $4,000 fine in one match there. So, and a $10,000 suspended fine from the Storm. So they're pretty big fines from the Storm, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really are.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Hey, what about Shane Warne, who's playing golf over there in Scotland? And he loves his golf, you know
that. Yeah, he's obsessed.
He loves it. And he has shot, just pat here while I find it. Hey, I've been lucky in my life. This is Shane Warne. I've been lucky in my life to experience so many wonderful sporting moments. Very grateful for. Yesterday was one of those and right up with one of the best days of my life. Him and Ryan Fox, who's a golfer.
He's a pro, Ryan Fox.
Shot 16 under around the old course in Scotland. And a tie equal first. That is 56.
16 under for one round. One round.
Yeah, those two together.
So they're obviously playing best ball.
Yeah, exactly. But that is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
How good's that, Warne dog?
Gee, Ryan Fox must have played out of his skin.
Well, I think Warne's all right, isn't he? So
he's a single-figure golfer.
He rated it up there, his best day of cricket.
Wow.
He's had some good days there. Don't worry about that. He loves his golf.
Good days off the field too, off the cricket.
Yes. Well, thank you, Joe.
Well, they put it up there with the best day of his life.
Well, yes. That one when he had the terrible jocks. Now, Joey, trade talk, please. What's happening there? Because I think there's something happened today.
Yeah, and the Nathan Kruger deal has been done or will be official at some stage. He will go to Collingwood, and it's basically a late swap pick. So really, Collingwood don't lose anything out of it. They might hand over a pick 41 or 43 and get back 55. So essentially Geelong have given him away for nothing, shuffling up 15 spots in the draft at the back end. So that's a good start for Collingwood.
Yep.
He was drafted as a key forward, wasn't he?
He was.
Said that yesterday.
Yeah, kicked goals early. He kicked seven in one day for the VFL, but he plays forward or back, so good luck to him. He's actually a nice kid. Hey, what about the ruckman? I reckon every ruckman has been announced or spoken about. They're talking about a lot of ruckmen. What are you hearing there?
They're just in
the merry-go-round.
Yeah, the best gig in AFL is to be the backup ruck because you survive 10 years of AFL without playing much football. But the latest name being bandied around is Tristan Sherry from
North
the
Melbourne.
Kangaroos. Mm. Yeah, it's understood that maybe St Kilda have honed in on him because, of course, Callum Coleman-Jones will go from Richmond to the Kangaroos, so he'll be the second ruck with Todd Goldstein. Maybe Sherry looking for more opportunities, and St Kilda, who need another backup ruck because Paddy Ryder's only got 1 year left, are understood to be interested in him.
Well, John Segler and Peter Laddams.
Well.
And mate, they're all been thrown.
Jordan Sweet's name's
Jordan
been thrown
Sweet,
around.
They're all been thrown up.
Yeah, it's a good gig.
What about, surely not, Lachie Neal? I thought that was all done and dusted. He came out, said he was,
what
might
have you
go.
Heard?
No, he's staying in Brisbane. But then today it's come out Sam McClure, who's a well-known and respected footy journo, believes Brisbane star Lachie Neale could yet depart the club.
Yeah, I think that's just journos trying to create something big in this trade period, because it has been pretty bland. There's not many big names, but no, I think that won't happen. So
yeah, all right.
That's just someone trying to, you know, create something, Bill. It's been a pretty
nothing else
trade
you
period.
Got for us for the trade period?
Nothing else at this stage, I don't think. It's all been pretty straightforward at the moment. Some haggling. It's what it is. This is the problem with it going for 10 days. Early in the week, everyone's haggling. They're right. Posturing. It's like the Geelong and Fremantle. Geelong want pick 8 for Jordan Clark. It's a bit ridiculous. Fremantle,
no, that's good.
27. They all haggle, and then by next week, they'll meet halfway in the middle.
Just before we go to Steve Hooker, we were lucky enough to catch up with Pendles, and, of course, he signed a 2-year deal, and we sent our man, Ash Tua, to go down and have a chat to him, and here's Ash catching up with...
Got one of their prime movers, actually. Got Scott Pendlebury in the rooms with me.
Scott. Scott. Calls him Scott. Come on, Ash.
He'll never leave that one down, will he, old Chewy?
Bro, that's...
It is a massive rush hour. Thanks to Carlton Draft, Mark Philippoussis to join us later on. But up next, Olympic gold medalist Steve Hooker's on the line.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy, and we are joined by an Olympic gold medalist, Steve Hooker.
Our next guest is a 2-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist, a World Cup gold medalist, a World Championships gold medalist, and of course, the Beijing Men's Pole Vault Olympic champion.
Up he goes! He goes over!
And he even provided his own commentary on his rivals.
His Olympic lowlight happened in Sydney, where he nearly lost a nut.
Please welcome Steve Hooker.
Yes, he's done it all. He's been a superstar for Australia, of course, the 2008 Beijing gold medalist, Steve Hooker. Welcome to the Rush Hour, mate. And just tell us a little bit about what you're up to these days.
Oh, well, generally?
Yeah, in general.
I'm just working. I'm CEO of Resimax Group, so I work in property. We do house and land in the north and west of Melbourne. I've got 3 boys, so I'm busy dad, and that's pretty much all my time taken up.
What was your worst injury when you were a pole vaulter? Because I just heard you then saying he lost a nut, nearly. What was your worst? Hooksy?
I didn't have that happen. I ended up once in hospital with kidney failure. That wasn't ideal.
No.
I had a crash and the pole like slammed into my side and made me bleed from my kidney. So that wasn't ideal. That was when I was pretty young. But I was pretty lucky. Like, all in all, it's a pretty dangerous sport, and I came out of it all pretty unscathed.
We were talking about this the other day, Steve. How do you get into pole vaulting? Yeah. Like, at what stage as a kid do you say, Mum, can I try pole vaulting? How did that come about?
You don't get in the backyard, do you, and try it? Or you do?
My kids do.
Do they?
we do a little bit of home pole vault. But if your dad's not a pole vaulter, that doesn't happen much. Now, for me, it was my local athletics club, Box Hill. And at the time when I was a junior there, Emma George was breaking the world record in the women's pole vault in the lead up to the Sydney Olympics. And I would just watch her train and thought she was amazing. And I was like, I would love to have a go at that. So, you know, I asked her coach and he took me on board. So I was very lucky from that perspective. A lot of people come out of gymnastics and get into it, but you have to really be around a coach that knows how to teach it and has all the equipment.
But also you could run. I think you ran in the stall. So you could jump, you could run. Did you ever go into thinking about the decathlon or something like that?
I've done one decathlon. Pole vault, of course, is part of the decathlon as well. So it's one of the 10 events.
Yeah.
So when I was training for pole vault, I did the decathlon, which was, it's a long 2 days. You're very sore turning up to run the high hurdles on the first event on day 2. That's not a lot of fun. And then the one time I did a decathlon, the javelin is the second last event, and I had a no throw in the javelin.
Oh, no.
But if the javelin doesn't like poke into the ground, if it lands flat, it doesn't count.
Oh.
And that happened to me a few times in my javelin. So I did 2 days worth of decathlon. I didn't really get a good result for it. So I thought that's maybe me done with this event.
Steve Hooker we're talking to. What about, you played a bit of footy too this year, didn't you, up at Ardmona with Shane Crawford?
I did. I put on the hoops like you, Billy.
Yes.
Up at the Ardmona Cats. And it was good fun. Yeah, played a few games for them, and lucky enough to play in the first win for the Cats in a couple of thousand days. It had been, I think, 6 years or something between wins for those guys. So it was a really, really fun experience. Great to meet The team up in Ardmona and you know, the community around Shepparton up there. It was a super thing to be a part of.
Well done. Where do you play? Take any hangers or what?
No, I don't think I took any hangers. Oh. I'm a runner, so play on the wing or in the middle. So you try and I've still got a little bit of pace, so try and use that.
Did you play footy as a junior? Steve, I played with Steve's brother, Tommy Hooker, for Victoria. His brother was a very good junior footballer. Wow. Did you play footy as a junior, Steve?
I reckon I played against you, Lee.
Really?
You at Ivanhoe, weren't you?
Yes, I was Ivanhoe. Ah.
I reckon I played against you one day in a match. So, yeah, I played as a junior against you. Thanks for remembering.
Can't you remember the red hair?
Oh, now that you say that, so I can. You were a very good footballer.
Yeah, I played a little bit as a kid, but then, you know, when I was sort of 18, I had the choice of doing a pre-season with Oakley Chargers or getting ready for the World Juniors for pole vault, and made the decision to go down the athletics path.
Fair enough.
And, of course, Steve, on Monday, the Sport Australia Hall of Fame announced its scholarship and mentoring program, which will see five Olympians and champions like yourself mentor some of the next generation of stars. So that must be a nice privilege for you to be asked to be a mentor for the next generation of Olympians.
It was amazing, yeah. So I'm mentoring Zach Littlewood, and he's a sailor. And, you know, the great thing was he actually asked me to be his mentor. So he sort of, you know, of those in the Sports Hall, Australia Hall of Fame, who would you like to have as your mentor? And he picked me, which was great. And we've been in contact now a little bit. He's over in Europe competing at the moment, but we're in contact over Zoom and WhatsApp. And, it's been really good to get to know him and to you know, start following his journey.
Well, Joey just said during the ad break, what would Steve know about sailing? But it's not about that. It's just about preparing yourself and getting yourself ready and all that. That's what you'd be telling him, wouldn't you, Hooksy?
Yeah. I mean, the whole point of this mentoring program is it's cross sport. So you don't mentor anyone from your own sport. You're generally mentoring someone from a different sport. And a lot of benefits can come from that. You can learn a lot of lessons from people that tackle things in different ways. And, you know, me having nothing to do with sailing, I've got no vested interest in it. I don't really know how the coaching works or anything like that. So I'm a different kind of voice or a different kind of thinking to bounce his ideas off.
That's how it works.
That's better.
Lessons on life. I read Steve Hooker's Lessons on Life, Joey.
And very nice research, Bill.
Well, I did.
That's unusual.
Exactly. Find good work.
Yep.
Go where the hunger is. That's good. I like that.
Yep.
Always be present for your family. Very important. Community really matters, Steve.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've got to be part of the bigger picture.
And keep your body moving.
Never stop.
Well, some of us do. Some of us stop and we just blow up a bit, Steve.
Makes sense. Hey, Steve, thanks very much for joining us, mate. We've loved having you on the show. You were a star. We loved watching you. Back at the Olympics and World Champs and Commonwealth Games, but also congratulations on being a mentor in the Sport Australia Hall of Fame Scholarship and Mentoring Program for 2022. So not only yourself, Bill, what about some of these names? Dawn Fraser, Stephanie Rice, Matthew Mitchum, of course, and John Eales, just some of the names that are mentoring the next generation of Olympians. So well done, Steve. It should be another honour to go along with all the other honours that you've had throughout your career.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's great to be a part of the mentoring program, and everyone's going to do a great job. Looking forward to seeing how the mentors and mentees go.
Well done, Hooksy.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shouldn't make fun of people who can't talk.
Never wonder if you're in the right business, Bill.
Lee Montagna, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined now by Australian tennis royalty and star of SAS Australia, Mark Philippoussis.
Our next guest spent 21 years serving heat to his opponents on the tennis court. Now the serves are coming at him.
Right, calm the f*** down and listen to what I say. Do you not understand English?
He's one of the few celebrities left standing on SAS Australia.
I need to complete this. I need to come back to my family more complete.
Please welcome the Scud, Mark Philippoussis.
Yes, welcome to Mark Philippoussis. And as we heard there, down to the final five in SAS Australia.
Good effort.
And at 44 years young, this man is showing up some of the younger, fitter combatants to still be soldiering on, and a big chance to win it too. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Mark Philippoussis. How did you find the experience of SAS? Because I tell you what, it's tiring watching it on TV.
Hey guys, thanks for having me, first of all. But yeah, I mean, look, it was
I knew it would be the hardest thing I've ever done physically. I really didn't think about the psychological and emotional side as well, and how incredibly tough that would be as well. It was brutal. I put everything I had into it, and incredible experience, that's for sure.
Did you find yourself, Scud?
I don't know if I went there to find myself. I have a good understanding of who I am, but I could say that I went there to, upgrade myself, if that makes sense. I just really wanted to push myself the limits in every way possible, and be open to learn as much as possible as well.
What was the motivation for going on there, Mark? Was it just for that? Was it just to experience something and to try and sort of see what was inside you?
Yeah, it was, but also more of the fact that I felt like I was just in cruising mode, if that makes sense. Yeah. I've been very blessed in my life and very content, but I just feel like I've just been a little, haven't been pushed and just in cruise control. And I wanted something to snap me out of that and kind of light some fires back in the belly. And this was, I felt like this was the perfect kind of platform for that, and it was.
Get out of the comfort zone. We all should do that in our lives, shouldn't we,
good Mark? Lesson, absolutely.
Mm. I said that to Mark, not to you.
Sorry.
Hey, absolutely.
Thanks.
Hey, you're very popular. I don't know if you watch Gogglebox. But there's two ladies on there. They're very, very funny. And it was the episode when you had to take your gear off, stripped all off, and have a listen to the ladies, what they thought about you.
Show us Mark Philippus's donga.
Why do they blur it? That is so unfair.
They wanted to see the donga.
Oh, my God. Does that sound like wogs? That might be my mum's friends. I'm not sure.
Hey, just on that, you are Greek and Italian. That is unreal. Because what are you, Joey? You're Italian.
I'm Italian.
Yeah, so a nonna and a...
Yeah.
Wow, wee. How good's that? Hey, I'll tell you who has been good and really surprised me, especially because unfortunately we do judge people, even though we don't know them out there. But Yana Pittman, mate, gee, she's been good.
Oh, let me tell you guys, I really got to know her. We did a lot of kind of missions together where we were paired together and we had to know each other, and we spent some time together. She is one of the most amazing humans I've ever met, honestly. Incredible fact that single mom raising three kids on her own, and what she's done in the past life, but also now, what she's doing, incredibly inspiring. And not only that, but a beautiful human being. So it's been fantastic to getting to know someone like that.
And she's been my tip to win it from the start. I think Yana will go very close to winning it. Hey, Mark, we've loved watching you on SAS, but you gave us a lot of joy throughout your tennis career. We all grew up watching you play. Do you still get really involved in the tennis? Do you love watching it? Are you still involved? How do you go about watching the tennis these days?
Look, I do love playing. I normally play the Champions Tour in exhibitions and normally play the doubles in the Legends event during the Grand Slams. And, of course, unfortunately, that's been pretty quiet the last couple of years. But I do enjoy it. I love the sport. I got a chance to do a lot of commentating this year for the first time at the Australian Open, and I really enjoyed that. Look, it's not my priority. My family is, but when there's an opportunity for me to get on the court, I do enjoy it very much.
And what about, we've asked a few of our guests. We had Jess Peris on last week. She was great to chat to. About our boy Heath Shaw, the AFL football player. He went out last night. He finally threw in his number. He pushed through some, felt like some back pain and did the best. How did you get on with Heath Shaw? Because he's a bit of a different cat,
Greg, I'll tell you. Greg. We didn't have enough time together. Like we weren't paired too much together, but he was a hell of a guy and super nice. And he was one of those guys that I expected to go all the way. And just sometimes, you don't kind of know what someone's battling through, but he was just a champ.
Yeah, he's a different cat. We know that. But that's all right. Hey, well done. Top five, that's good. Good effort. You can't tell us who wins, I suppose, Gut.
No, unless you give me, 25% of what you're going to make.
Yeah, that's right.
Fair enough.
No, but the final is next Monday, so looking forward to that. And then there's a reunion special, I think, on the Tuesday, so that'll be good to watch as well. It's been a wonderful series, and you should be very proud, Mark.
Yeah,
you've
well
done,
done.
A super job, as we said, 44 years of age. You're still in pretty good nick, mate, and you've done super. So your family, I'm sure, are proud watching you.
Thank you, guys. Well, appreciate that.
He was a model, and then also he was on Masked Singer, Echidna, he was.
Well, SAS Australia, Bill, is 7:30 p.m. on Channel 7 and 7 Plus, Mondays and Tuesdays, so tonight. So make sure you tune in and watch it, see the Scud in action. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Billy Brownless and...
The Difference, Lee Montagna.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show. Tommy Rockliffe is going to join us. How good's that?
Yeah, I know. And his baby, maybe, named after me.
I heard about that.
Yeah, Billy Rockliffe. Oh. How good's that? Good name, actually.
I think his middle name's Billy.
How are you the difference, by the way?
Because Freo started winning when I did some stuff for them, I think.
Sounds convincing.
I'm not sure. I think that's what Ross was saying. He was being sarcastic, Bill, as you can tell in his tone.
As well as Rocky, we've got a hump day quiz as well with some awesome prizes to give away.
Now, yesterday we started the competition sponsored by Carlton Draft where the listeners could send in their own jokes and I was the judge, Bill. I got to say yay or nay and the winner, because it's about the Carlton, horses. You know, the horses, and it's about telling a joke. Yeah. Sending it in. You'd read them out and I'd choose the winner. How do they get involved though, Rabs?
Triplem.com.au. Just click on the win tab and you can win some slabs of Carlton Draft, which as we know is mother's milk.
Absolutely. Exactly. And we need some good entries because yesterday's jokes, they're a little bit flat.
Bill. Actually, mine are better. And that's saying something. It's all to do with the Carlton Draft 2021 Caulfield Cup sweep, isn't it?
It is.
That's right.
So let's hear today's.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Enter the Carlton Draft Caulfield Cup sweep to win up to 10K.
Over 18s only.
Yes, or a slab here. Number one is from Sean. Okay, Joey, you got your ears on?
I'm listening.
The difference?
Intently.
A vampire bat arrived back at the roost with his face, mouth and teeth covered in blood. All the other bats got excited and asked him, "Where did you get all that blood from?" "Follow me," he says, and off they flew over the hills, over the river, and into a dark forest. The vampire bat said, "See that tree over there? Yeah, 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 we see it. Well, I bloody didn't."
Oh.
It didn't see it.
No, I know, you're ready.
Banter it. Never,
yeah.
I'll joke. I can't know the joke.
I know. Right, hey, number two. Someone will win a slab here. Carlton Draft, okay. Yum, yum. This is from Tom.
Who was the first one by, just so I can...
Sean.
Sean, unlikely to win. Yeah, next one.
Paddy. Paddy the Irishman.
Oh, no.
Was struggling to find a parking spot down the shopping centre. "Dear Lord," he prays, "I can't take this anymore. If you open a space up for me, I swear I'll give up the Guinness and go to Mass every Sunday." Suddenly the clouds part and the sun shines down on an empty parking spot. Without hesitation, Paddy says, "Ah, never mind. I found one."
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, slap.
Yep. Yay to the
Tom.
Tom and nay to Sean.
Oh, Tom, you're 1-1, and guess what, Sean? I didn't mind that. I know Joey didn't, but I liked it, so you get a slab also.
Oh.
So there we go, a slab each.
Jeez.
How good's that?
Generous.
Carlton Draft, not me.
Oh, okay.
They know about it?
Three slabs come in. Slap, slap, boom, wah, wah, wah. What about Funky Cat? What is that? Funky Cat. You are king of the Geelong.
I am the king of the Geelong. You've got a scratchy cat with one eye on your couch. You got some fancy curtains and it's ready to pounce. If you've got a cat that's got twitchy claws, its tiny little paws are ripping up your floors. There's only one place that can make your day. Don't hesitate Funky Cat today.
Wait for it.
Funky cat. We make scratchy poles.
Funky cat.
Don't make
like catchy.
Funky cat.
It's catchy.
Wrapped around your pole.
Funky cat.
Carpet on the top. Funky cat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now. Supercoach.com.au.